This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We have to begin with the story of the night, which is the return of the NBA season and the debut of Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving joining forces in a Brooklyn Nets uniform. And listen, you go back to the summer of 2019, which, might I add, feels like another lifetime ago. I remember doing those shows out at Citi Field. I remember the buzz from the Nets being the team to land the two big fish, not the New York Knickerbockers. But in reality, you've been waiting since July of 2019 to see on the floor what you had on Tuesday night. Because you saw a little Irving last year, not the same. Clearly, his heart was not into it, not having his buddy Kevin Durant there, dealing with some injuries, what have you. Well, now Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and the rest of the cast of characters are ready to rock and roll. And what they did in their opening night performance against the Golden State Warriors is make a statement to the rest of the league. And I understand full well the Golden State Warriors are not in any way the same dominant championship team that they once were. First of all, Kevin Durant's wearing a Net uniform. Then you have Draymond Green not playing. Klay Thompson now dealing with this torn Achilles. His season is shot. So Golden State is kind of a middle-of-the-pack team in the West. Even with Steph Curry there, who's, mind you, coming back off an injury of his own, the Warriors are a shell of what they once were. That said, that does not in any way take away from what we saw out of Brooklyn, which was absolutely spectacular in a 125-99 ass whooping of the Golden State Warriors. There's really no other way to put it. And there was a whole lot of extended garbage time, to use the terminology of the great Marv Albert, who was doing the game, I guess, from some New York studio. God bless. Good to have Marv back doing his thing. But Brooklyn in the first quarter of the game basically set a tone. And the tone was Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant getting whatever they want. Didn't expect Irving to be the lead scorer. He was incredibly efficient. 10 of 16, gives you 26 points. Durant, first game back in over a year and a half, looked terrific. I know the shooting percentage is maybe not what you'd like to see it. You know, he's going to be greater than 50% as this season goes on. But giving you 22 points, hitting the outside shot, getting to the bucket, and the way the basketball was flowing for Brooklyn in scoring 40 points in the first quarter was really a sight to behold. And you could see those principles from the Mike D'Antoni, Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire Phoenix Suns. And what do you know? Steve Nash, my neighbor now in Brooklyn, the head coach. Mike D'Antoni is the lead assistant. Amari Stoudemire, another assistant. This is a Brooklyn team that has firepower galore. And there are going to be a whole lot of open shots for a guy like Joe Harris. Got to guard KD. Got to guard Kyrie Irving. Joe Harris is going to be able to feast from three. And how many teams across the NBA would like to have Caris LeVert starting for them? Three quarters of the league? Four-fifths of the league, give or take? Well, Caris LeVert's coming off the bench for this Brooklyn team. And what he was able to do in giving you 20 points and giving you 8 rebounds is why he's going to be the perfect, perfect guy to go and give you instant offense. He's going to be the guy to come off the bench. Durant taking a little bit of a blow. Kyrie taking a little bit of a blow. Caris LeVert can carry your offense. Brooklyn's going to have to try to fight through the injury bug. That, to me, is my concern with this team as we go through this 70-plus game season. I'm not discounting the talent, and I said it a week ago, and I'll say it again now. The expectation for this group, the way I see it, is to go and get to the NBA Finals. Some may say that's a little unfair. First year, you got KD and Kyrie playing alongside one another. You don't know how long a window you're going to have. With the injury concerns of those two players, I'm not looking at this as like a 5 or a 7 year operation. I don't see it that way. I'm looking at it where I got to win within the next 3 years. And I think the first step for Brooklyn is getting through this Eastern Conference where Milwaukee has Giannis. They're improved. They got playoff questions. Miami, you know that team is tough as nails. They're well coached. They're gritty. They played great in the postseason. What is their energy level going to be like throughout this year and throughout the playoffs? Because remember, it is a quick, quick turnaround from the end of the regular season, postseason, finals, to where we are in 2020-21. I mean, the NBA Finals ended, what, October? It's December. That kind of year. Players got to suck it up and find a way to get it done. But you wonder if that could hurt a team like Miami. Maybe it will. I think Philly with Doc Rivers going to be a better team. Wouldn't be surprised they're in on James Harden. They'll be in the mix. Boston, well-coached team. Tatum, Kemba, Jaylen Brown, they'll be in the mix. But to me, on paper, assuming Durant and assuming Irving are going to give you more nights like you saw here on Tuesday, I got no problem making the Brooklyn Nets team to beat in the Eastern Conference. And if I lose to one of these Eastern Conference teams, that's going to upset me. Yeah, lofty standards. Asking a lot. You want to take the city by storm? You want to be a team that's moving the needle throughout this winter, leading us into the baseball season? Give us a lot more nights like we saw here on Tuesday, and you'll be able to do that. Not the way the Knicks would. But I'll tell you this, if somebody roots for the New York Knicks, I'm not going to lie to you. I was incredibly jealous watching that tonight. Incredibly jealous. Because I'm saying, man, I'd like to have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, even though he's a lunatic. Glad he's talking to the media. Glad that dopey narrative is over and done with. But you let your boy do the talking like that, you got nothing to worry about. So, hell of a debut for Durant and Kyrie Irving. And I think for a lot of Net fans, without question, it was worth the wait. We got a lot to get to. We'll get to the Knicks and their season opener coming up mañana against the Indiana Pacers. We got all the football reaction, specifically the Jet debacle that was Sunday. I don't know how anybody's spinning this as a positive that they won this game. I mean, I cannot believe for the life of me that there are people out there making that claim, but there are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.